It's Wednesday, the 2nd of July, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm in the car, on the hands-free, on the way to work at the moment, suffering one of the cheerful side effects of commuting through rural Cheshire to my place of employment, in that I'm on a 50-mile-per-hour limit road doing 35 because there's a tractor up at the front of this long line of traffic. So, one of the pitfalls of my commute quite regularly is getting stuck behind a tractor. But it's a beautiful day, the sun is shining, there's beautiful light coming through the trees, it's very green, lots of rolling countryside and farmland on my commute, so it is not unpleasant, and I'm just in the car catching up with my audio boos and listening and thinking and doing my transition from mummy at home to Ruth at work, which I do over the course of the 40 or 50 minutes it takes me to get from home to the office. I wanted to do an update today on the Slimathon that I was talking about a couple of weeks ago. If you didn't listen to that, boo, we're doing a kind of sponsored Slim at work to raise money for an orphanage in Africa that my boss supports. It's run by a work colleague, an ex-work colleague of his, and he raises money doing whatever he can to send out and keep families off the streets and get children educated in the village in Africa, which is, it's fantastic. And he's been out there and he's visited and we've seen the photos, so we're all very, very much in favour of supporting this orphanage and school. And the basic deal was that we pay an entry fee to join the Slimathon, which is of course donated to the orphanage, and then for the next 6 weeks we weigh ourselves each week. We don't have to tell him what our weight is, we just have to tell him if we've had a net gain or a net loss, and he records all the gains and losses. If you gain, you have to pay additional money to the charity. If you lose, you're happy because you've lost weight, so it's kind of a win-win sort of situation-y thingy. And we're now 2 weeks in, so we did our second weigh-in at the start of this week. Now I'm a little competitive, it has been known to be said, and whilst I said at the start I'm using this as an excuse to sort out my exercise rather than my weight, I am kind of hoping that by sorting out my exercise the weight will kind of sort itself out as well. However, for the last 2 weeks I have stayed exactly the same weight. I haven't gained, I haven't lost, which means we had to do some interesting reading of the rules to see whether that meant I had to pay a fine or not. And of course my boss was suitably helpful and said, well, you know, you need to do what you think is best. So I feel like I probably should end up paying the fine, but we'll see how it goes for the rest of the time. So, all my other colleagues have actually lost weight. They're doing very well at the weight loss, so it's good, but it means I'm starting to feel like I need to kind of up my game a little bit just to keep working on this weight loss, because I do need to lose the weight, I really do. So, my success, I suppose, let's think about the successes first. And the first thing that I want to say is I am doing the exercises every day, which I'm really pleased about. As I mentioned before, I've bought this exercise program, which is particularly aimed at tackling mummy tummy. And it's not a sort of get hugely fit kind of a program, but it is a sort out your mummy tummy program. And since I started that 2 weeks ago, I have done it every day like I'm supposed to. And I think my middle is possibly tightening up a little bit. I'm feeling reasonably positive about that. I'm not measuring myself or anything, so I can't say for sure. But it does feel like it might be having a little effect. We will see. And actually, as well as doing the exercises, I have started this week doing a little bit of aerobic exercise as well. So I'm kind of squishing it into my morning routine. I'm not getting up any earlier, but I am managing to squish in about 15 to 20 minutes when I've done all the exercises and the aerobic stuff as well. So it's not a large chunk out of my day, and I keep thinking I need to be able to squish this in. You know, I can always shoehorn 20 minutes in somewhere. So I'm hoping that the introduction of some aerobic exercise, where I actually, you know, raise my heart rate and without giving you too much information, get a little bit hot and sweaty. You know, I'm hoping that might help with a little bit of weight loss as well. But I have also been very good, and I have made myself a salad to take to work today, because my boss has been sitting next to me all week being very self-righteous with this lovely prepared salad, which I think his wife makes for him, but shh. But he's been very sanctimonious, and he has, of course, lost weight. So I thought, well, I've got this fancy salad box that I bought from Aldi a few months ago and it's never been used. So why don't I just throw some lettuce and some cucumber in it? And we've got a cooked chicken in the fridge at the moment that I bought from Waitrose at the weekend. So I chopped up a breast and put that in as well. So I've got a sort of chicken salad attempt for lunch. So hopefully that will, it's a bit of more healthy eating. I have managed to go 2 days now without snacking on crisps or chocolate or anything bad. I'm actually cutting my snacking down, because I was in the habit of just sitting at my desk in the afternoons and just noshing on mostly healthy stuff, mostly fruit, but then the dentist told me I was wrecking my teeth, so I'm having to actually cut down. So I'm now just taking a bag of sugar snap peas and snacking on that, so I have one snack in the afternoon, not multiple things, and keeping it to vegetable rather than fruit. So I think I'm making some good changes. I'm hoping this is a long-term thing rather than just trying to do short-term weight loss. But at the moment, no weight loss to report. And I'll do another update in the next week or couple of weeks if anything changes, I guess. But there we go. Anyway, thank you for listening. That's my Slimathon update, and I will talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.